This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brought to you in part by MyPillow. Mike Lindell invented a pillow because he couldn't find a decent one himself, so he created one. One that's not one size fits all, because we know one size doesn't fit all. For example, the shirts I wear would fall right to the floor if Daryl tried putting them on, for example. How about one that supports your head and neck? Mike just not about making a wonderful pillow, though. He created the Lindell Foundation because he was tired of large charities, corruption, and waste. And feels that if you make a donation, it should cover 100% of what you're trying to pay. The Lindell Foundation covers all the overhead costs, so 100% of your donated money goes directly to those in need. For a pillow, go to MyPillow.com. Get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus shipping. Promo code Scott will get you up to 50% off much of what's going on there at MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. 7 after the hour. Scott back tomorrow live from Antler, but today live from all over the fruited plain. What about the vegetables? Nobody ever talks about the vegetable plain. There's more vegetables in the plain than fruit anyway, right? Daryl Lees?
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of fruits and vegetables in California, and you can decide whether I'm talking about the agricultural crop or something else. How about that?
Touché, my friend.
So either way, so there's quite a few out there. So.
And either way, they're all getting raided in taxes and stuff.
Yeah, I tell you. So we're having a discussion with Levi, if we can bring Levi back on here, about the Senate version of the Farm Bill. And Levi, are you back on with us?
Yep, I'm here.
So I want to read something here out of the text of the bill, which is, by the way, it's 1,006 pages long. And it's in section 2107.
We're only on to the top of the hour. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, so I'm not going to recite the whole 1,000 pages.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Hey, just read this 1,000-page thing I wrote for you today, folks.
So, Levi, I mean, I know you've read this section, but for our listeners out there, I want to read you a couple different sections here. Delegation of easement administration is the section. Section A of that is federal, state, or local government agencies. - The secretary may delegate any of the management, monitoring, and enforcement responsibilities of the secretary under this section to other federal, state, or local government agencies that have the appropriate authority, expertise, and resources necessary to carry out those delegated responsibilities. Section B of that is conservative organizations. - The secretary may delegate any management responsibilities of the secretary under this section to conservation organizations if the secretary determines a conservation organization has similar expertise and resources. That sounds dangerous to a majority of the farmers in North Dakota, especially that last one. Delegate management responsibilities to conservation organizations / wildlife organizations. What do you say about that, Levi?
Daryl, you gave me too much time over the break. I started getting really stirred up. All right. So when we talk about the Farm Bill, and they say, oh, this is a $468 billion Farm Bill or whatever the number was, And then the next thing you hear when you go to the coffee shop or a bar or the golf course is all these handouts that go to farmers and this and that. This is not a handout for farmers. This is a handout to every duck organization across the country. Every environmentalist that somehow lobbied our U.S. Senate, and then we'll tie it in with the Farm Bill, and then we'll just say it counts towards, you know, what we're helping our farmers with. It's just plain wrong.
Then they're going to delegate responsibilities to these organizations, and there's a windfall of money coming there to them and a windfall of power.
Absolutely. If these organizations want this, why don't they pony up their own cash out of their own bank instead of the backs of the taxpayers of this country?
Exactly. I have said that forever. I've got some very good friends in some of those organizations, and we have very heated debates at times. And my exact thing is, why are you asking the federal government to give you power, to give you control? Why are you not taking your money that your organization raises from your big donors, your multi-millionaire and billionaire donors, and putting it on the ground out there and working private deals with people on shorter-term things? Because a permanent easement puts this thing away forever. Like you said, Levi, it ties it up. There's no adaptability available for it. You cannot. And then they want buffers outside of the area of the easement. We see that in the wetland easement thing. Okay, the easement might be for 20 acres of wetlands on a said section of land, but then they want 75 or 150 or 250 feet beyond that control also. And exactly. And that's ridiculous. Pretty soon you have no control of any of your land on that section.
And what does that land look like when you try to farm it?
It's terrible. It is not healthy for the soil, which in turn is not healthy for plant species, which in turn is not healthy for wildlife or healthy for local communities, neither.
And why do you think my business is so popular, right? Because all this ground gets spoiled, and they say, how do you fix that? Well, drainage water management. And then they call us to come and help fix and say, well, I guess we can't because you've got 800-foot setbacks. Right, so now you either plant it or do you put that into CRP, and now all you've got is a payment one time for more environmental issues.
Yeah, it's just a poor way to handle it. And I think if I'm understanding also correctly in this, now this is written in legalese, so I'm trying to interpret this with my non-attorney education, but having dissected enough legislative things over the years and having done it, you know, for 3 years for Congressman Kramer in the Ag Policy Division, I think what they did here also is these CRP easements do not count against the total CRP acres allowed. And so this was a slip in because they weren't able to budget for a big increase in CRP acres that some wanted. In fact, some of our own folks from North Dakota, a couple senators weren't against that idea, even though they were approached by us and others to not expand it. This was a way to expand CRP without expanding, quote-unquote, annual payment CRP. If I'm reading the language correctly, this does not go against the CRP cap.
Right.
And so this was an indirect way to directly bypass the 24 million acre cap, or the 25 that I think they ended up doing in the Senate Farm Bill, or roughly thereabouts, a modest increase in it, which we've maintained there shouldn't have been any increase. But that it was a end around game on this deal, and it's very concerning. Levi, we've got the phone lines lighting up here, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for watching this. We'll visit with you soon. We have Donald from Napoleon wants to talk about Farm Bill. Or David, I mean, David.
Hi, that's fine. So, I'm a rancher. We have one of these permanent easements. And I'm just fuming at listening to you guys tell me that you have to make my decision. It's a wonderful program for the certain, for the right type of land. The land that I have, there's no way on God's green earth you'll ever farm that. And somebody handed me a check and said, it is. It's a permanent easement. I can graze it. I can cut it for hay. I just can't dig it. I can't dig it up and farm it. That land will never be dug up, will never be farmed. It's a great program. And for you to sit there and tell me that I can't think for myself, that I can't make my decision on my land, Farm Bill, leave it in the Farm Bill. It's a decision. It's an opportunity for me. It's an opportunity for me to say yes or no. If somebody else wants to say yes or no to the program, let them think for themselves. I don't need you thinking for me. It's a great program for the right land. It's a great program. You guys will want to say, well, the land can't be farmed. No, it can't be farmed, but some of this stuff should never be farmed.
And so, and so that is your right in this opportunity is the landowner's decision. That the problem with it comes in, David, that now you've tied up future generations on that. That it's not no longer their decision if they own the land.
It hasn't been farmed for thousands of years. You think it's going to be? You look at some of this land, sir. It's not going to be farmed. It hasn't been farmed for thousands of years. You're making the assumption that they're taking farmed land and telling you you can't farm it again.
Well, in the CRP one, they are taking land that was once farmed, David. It's for expiring CRP. It's for expiring CRP contracts.
Right.
But the other thing is, should the government be in the game of doing this and spending other taxpayers' money? You have the choice to leave it in grass or not, and that's, you can do that without a government payment. We have to take a break here. Hang on to the other side of the break, David. We'll be right back. It's What's on Your Mind.
It's for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business. Making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at NDFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at NDFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know what? It's tough to get things done if your diesel truck or tractor ain't up to the task. Out of commission? Don't just take it to some regular auto shop. Bring it to the service center. It specializes in diesel vehicles. DAC Diesel of Bismarck. You can count on the expertise of DAC Diesel to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. The owner grew up in auto repair trade, specifically working on diesel vehicle repairs. He brings 20 years of experience to every job. He's constantly learning, too. so he can continue to provide the most efficient service to his clients. Visit the shop today in Bismarck to get the service you need for your diesel vehicle, DAC Diesel of Bismarck. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. DAC Diesel, D-A-K, Diesel. 1021. And it is Scott Hennon tomorrow from Antler. Your release today on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, it's good to be sitting here today in the chair for sitting in for Scott Hennon. He'll be back tomorrow live from Antler, the Bottineau-Renville County Farm Bureau annual meeting and membership drive and free steak supper. And so that is...
It's kind of a long title.
Yeah. It's a long way to say...
Why do you guys do it that thing?
Good times, good people, good food. So there you go. We had David on before the break there. Is David still with us yet? David, are you still with us?
Yes.
All right, David. So I get exactly what you're coming from. It's your land. You're right to choose if that program is available. My argument is the federal government shouldn't be in that business of tying up
land. Should they be in the crop insurance business? I think you're supportive of that, aren't you? They're in the crop insurance business.
Actually, NDFB has policy that states we want the development, encourage the development of privatized crop insurance products to move away from government dependence. So we actually do have that in our policy that we believe there should be privatized crop insurance. So I get what you're saying, David, on, you know, it's your land, you do, but what about you're tying the hands of future generations when it becomes their land. The government tells them what they can and can't do. They don't have management decisions to make changes where they feel their changes are needed or not.
The future generation doesn't own it at this moment in time. Who knows what the future is going to hold? I'll make a decision based on my needs, based on my and what I'm doing at this point in my life. Do I look at the future of my land? Absolutely. But I don't know who it was on the Scott Bachmeyer program this Saturday. I was listening to him, and the one guy said, he said, oh, it's just a terrible program, terrible program. And then about 10 minutes later, he said, but I'll tell you what, if somebody wanted to give me $500,000, I'll give them my home quarter. And I'll have money left over.
That was for mitigation to seed something back to a grassland or that. That it was an analogy made that the amount of money that they were requiring was astronomical. And that's what happens with when you have government do these things, that it really starts to skew market values and skew, you know, the opportunities at the time.
Who was that guy Scott had on?
Yeah, I wonder who it was. Yeah, it was actually me, David. So
okay.
And so, but it was, that was, that was the analogy but we don't know the details of it. That was what we were getting at is that they're throwing this money out there. We know none of the details of it. Now, to the credit of the way this is written in the Farm Bill, they have to lay out what those easements look like. They have to do a draft of rules of, and they have to have an easement plan, a conservation plan or that. So, I mean, they've got that in the regulation that's written in there. So, I mean, we will know the details there. There's two different deals there. That's apples and oranges of the two things that are going on. But the question resides in whether the federal government should be in this business. You have the right to leave that in grass and keep it in grass or break it up and farm it or whatever, David. That is your right. Should the federal government be in the business? Because all that is just giving them, without them having to buy the land, they're controlling it through an easement forever. And that's not the directive of the federal government to control land. Like I said, we were built on private property ownership and private property opportunity.
Right. So, like I said, we have an easement. It was wonderful. It is wonderful. They don't control anything of what I do other than the fact that I can't dig it up and farm it. I don't ever – that it's been native prairie forever and ever. The rocks and hills that land is on will never be done. It'll never be farmed. So if I want to, if it's my decision, it's a great program for the right deal, it's a great program. It should be in the farm program. I support that it's in the farm program. If it's not in the farm program, I don't have the choice, do I?
Well, and that's where we're going to differ, David. Have a difference of opinion here, David, is whether it should be in the farm bill or not, and should be a federal government's proper position or not to do. And if it's there and you do it, I hold nothing against you, David, for doing it. If it's there, we share a different philosophical view of whether it should even be there or not. And that's, I can respect your opinion on whether you think it should be in there or not. I don't. Our organization thinks the government should have less involvement. And that's the viewpoint that I'm representing here. And if it's there, and guys like you take advantage of it, I hold no ill will against you for doing that. I wouldn't advise people to do it, but I hold no ill will against them if they do. So thanks for the call, David. We got other people waiting on the line here. We have Harold in Reeder. Harold, are you with us?
Good morning. The question I have is, what's wrong with a system that requires the farmers and ranchers to milk the government cow in order to just survive? Why
Amen.
Get turned on the fact that the price of the food keeps going up in the supermarket when the raw commodity prices go down? The producer only gets 14% of the food dollar, of the supermarket food dollar. Why isn't there a spotlight put on the monopolies on the selling and the buying end of the farm producer and the rancher? There's 5 John Deere dealerships in southwest North Dakota, and they're all owned by the same family. And if that's not a monopoly, you know, I got a bridge in Arizona I'll sell you.
So, Harold, what's your thoughts on government programs in general? I mean, does the government have a place to go out and put these easements on or give payments to farmers, or, you know, they're not giving payments to barbers or grocery store owners or hardware store owners or that? Is it, you know, what's your thoughts on it?
I think that if the farmer got his fair share of the food dollar, the government should get out of it.
Give us price, not handouts, in other words. I like that, Harold. Thank you for the call. We got another gentleman on the line here. I'm not exactly sure. Is it Blaine?
Blaine.
He wants to talk to
Dwayne?
Hey, Daryl.
Oh, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Dwayne, you're having a hard time. You're muffled sound here, Dwayne. Having a hard time understanding you.
Can you hear me now?
All right, talk up a little bit more, Dwayne. Let's talk about legal marijuana here.
Yeah, today our group is turning in a petition for total legalization of marijuana. It's the Secretary of State's office, and
we've got Josh Dreyer coming up on the other side of the break, Dwayne, so tune in on that. We're up against the hard break. We'll have him on here at about 10:32. We're going to get the one phone caller before we go to him, but it's What's on Your Mind. We'll be back right after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thileson. You'll enjoy it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are at least 8 of the 12 boys who've been stuck in a flooded cave in Thailand have now made it to the outside. Divers rescuing 4 boys yesterday, more than 2 weeks after the 12 members of the soccer team and their coach got trapped in that cave complex in northern Thailand. And another 4 boys have reportedly been rescued today. John McGuire is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He says he's not surprised that the operation speeded up after yesterday's initial rescues.
But these guys are, you know, obviously as Navy SEALs, we're combat divers. These master divers, these dive experts from around the world have come together. This is what they practice. So they're learning, they're getting better.
He was speaking on CNN. President Trump will be speaking tonight to the nation at 9 Eastern to announce his Supreme Court nominee. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
As you do, you need support from guys who know spray application. Nobody knows spray application like guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, and a full line of new and used spray application precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache in Mandan at 663-2375, 663-2375. Meanwhile, back in 1908, H.A. Thompson & Sons got started. And still today provides high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region. North and South Dakota, Montana, and Minnesota Link Service Contractor allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Financing available, free estimates, hatandsons.com, or call them at 701-223-3393. 223-3393. 27 before the hour. It's What's in Your Mind. Scott Hinnon back tomorrow. He'll be live from Antler today. It's Daryl Eason for Scott Hinnon on What's in Your Mind.
It's great to be in studio today, so I don't have to get teased about just phoning it in by Todd Mitchell. Todd Mitchell.
Who's that guy that was on Saturday with Bachmeyer?
I don't know.
That guy.
Created a little controversy there, but that's all right. I respect what David was saying about him owning the land. I just, you know, don't feel that it should be in the government, should not be doing those types of things, because instead of buying the land outright and owning it, which is, to me, unconstitutional anyways, but they do it through these kind of payments to control the land forever, and ends up being no different than them owning it, other than all the ownership responsibilities and all the taxes that have to be paid and all the noxious weed spraying and all that sits on the landowner, and the federal government doesn't have all those expenses to come with controlling the land. So respect David's opinion there. And like I said, I don't hold ill will to people that take those things if they are out there. I don't encourage people to take them, but I hold no ill will against them, and hold no ill will against David for entering into that. That was a native grassland one, though, so it's a little different one than what we're talking about here with expiring CRP, which was farmland at one time, went into CRP. And so, I mean, there's a little difference there, but same general idea. Right now on the line with us, we're going to take a little break from the farm bill discussion there for a little bit. We have Josh Dreyer on with Legalize ND. And he's going to tell us a little bit about today is the day they are turning in their petition signatures. Josh, are you on the line with us?
Yes. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Josh, so give us the information. Give us the pre-turn-in highlights of the number of signatures you got, and what your process is today of what you're when you're turning them in, what you're going to what time you're going to do that and other opportunities for folks out there at that time also.
Yeah, so we'll be turning them in around 1 p.m. today, and we have over 17,000 signatures. So we got a couple meet and greets with some of the sponsors before 1, and then I guess we're going to be doing press after the turn-in. But a pretty easy day. Just going to go up there, turn it in. And,
so you're doing this at 1 o'clock, 17,000. How many signatures were you guys required? Let the listeners know out there what the required signatures are.
Yes, 13,452. So we got a nice little cushion.
You got a cushion, which in any petition drive you need some cushion because there'll inevitably be some signatures that'll be questioned, or maybe there was some people that don't have their ducks in order that have just moved here and they're still non-resident status and things like that. So there's always those kind of things that pop up.
Yeah, the average is about anywhere between 3 to 5% get tossed out due to illegibility or just any reason. Some people sign twice. You know, if you sign it more than once, one signature will count. They won't throw out a whole packet. So
right.
It's going to be very, you know, it's an interesting job. I don't know how they're going to, or what the process is for them to actually count them all. I'm guessing just all by hand. But the Secretary of State is going to be very busy the next few days, maybe the next couple of weeks.
Well, and because you're not the only petition that's getting turned in. So there's it sure puts a lot of time stress, because time is of the essence on these things. You know, because if they do have the qualified signatures to get on the November ballot, the ballot goes to print at a certain date, and so they've got to get all the counts done. And when did you guys start working on this, Josh?
We started about, I'd say, the middle of December is when we really just initially started. So we got a lot of signatures during the winter. About 8,000 of them were done during the winter, which put us ahead of schedule. So we knew... We knew from around February that we were definitely going to go over the required amount. And
okay.
I think it takes, for the Secretary of State, it takes 35 days to certify. So they have to actually get it done in 35 days.
Right. Yeah, they're on a time frame, too, of a requirement that they have to certify them. And they send out, you know, some inquiries. They survey, I guess, would be a good either call or send out postcards of that, authenticating signatures and on a certain percentage of them. You know, they can't obviously do every one of them, but that's one of the protocols that they follow also. And it's, whether people agree or disagree with this issue, Josh, the one thing I want to point out is this, the fact of taking on the challenge of, you know, garnering enough signatures for either a ballot measure or a constitutional measure is not a small task, and so it takes a lot of people volunteering. It takes someone organizing that, several organizing it and being the go-to contacts for questions, or you know, someone's runs into an issue at some place or another if they have questions by people. So it's no small task to do this.
Yeah, we have a great team and a lot of volunteers. And I'm pretty confident that after we turn these in, I'm pretty confident that we'll be on the ballot. I don't see them throwing away that many signatures. And then we're going to change kind of the way we do things. So we're going to take our grassroots effort from the ballot signatures to transitioning into the campaign itself. So we're really happy to get these turned in, and now we're going to really focus about getting the message out there.
So now, to clarify for people out there, this petition to legalize, does it decriminalize possession of marijuana 100%?
Well, here's in a way, but the difference between what we're doing and decriminalization basically just allows people to do whatever they want. The cartels can still be involved. The way we're doing it is we're ending the prohibition. So by fully legalizing it instead of just decriminalizing it, we'll be able to regulate it. The state will be able to control how it goes out. So it
it's really important to focus on the word legalization over decriminalization. In my opinion, decriminalization only helps the cartels do their business.
But now this does not change the fact that according to the federal government, that it will still be illegal, correct?
Correct. And we do have protections in place. Jeff Sessions tried to change that. But the thing is the more states that legalize, you have representatives and senators in D.C. that represent these states. It's going to push the federal government to legalize eventually and sooner than not with more states coming on board.
But we want to make sure that everyone listening out there understands that it legalizes it in the state of North Dakota unless the feds want to make a big push on it until the point in time that there is a change of the classification of marijuana being an illegal substance on the federal level. Is that a correct statement?
Yes. This is a states' rights issue. The good thing is we have politicians, Kevin Cramer said that even though he's fundamentally opposed to it, he'll defend our state's right to have it. And we've pretty much gotten that answer from every national candidate that is running.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, them are things that, I don't think get talked about, in a serious light to really have an understanding of what is being done, first of all. Second of all, what still needs to be done to remove any threat of a criminal violation from people if this would happen to get on the ballot and pass. And like you said, you're confident it'll get on the ballot. So if it would pass in November, there's still that federal overhang there yet until something changes at the federal level. And so we don't want to, people need to understand that there's a whole states' right movement and that thing that goes along into this argument. And you just brought that up, Josh. So, it's interesting to watch the folks that are supporting and the ones that are fighting it. Some of them that are fighting it, I wouldn't think would fight it. Some of them that are supporting it, I wouldn't think would support it. It's really, it's really mixed emotions out there on this issue.
Well, it's a nonpartisan issue. I mean, we have people on both sides that support it, and there's people on both sides that don't. The main thing is, look, are we going to take something that's safer than alcohol and treat it worse than? This is America. We have freedoms. And for the government to say that we can't do something that's inherently safer, it just makes no sense.
Hey, we have we've got a guy on the line that wants to make a comment here. Are you willing to stay on and listen to what he has to say?
Sure.
We have Bob from Grafton. He has a comment for Josh. Bob, are you with us?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick comment here. My opinion, my personal opinion is legalizing marijuana is a stupid idea. Now, I do think that there is properties in marijuana that are excellent for, seizures and Parkinson's and things like that. That I'm all for. But legalizing, just regular legalizing marijuana, I think it's a dumb idea. I don't think it's safer than alcohol. I used to smoke way back in the day, so I know the effects of it, especially as far as driving behind the wheel. And the other comment, this is my real comment that I wanted to make. Those are just my personal opinions. But does this guy think that legalizing marijuana, all of a sudden the drug cartels are going to just throw their hands up and be like, oh, okay, well, we're not going to have anything more to do with that business then because it's legal now? Absolutely not. They're going to continue to want to sell drugs because now it's legal. I mean, that logic makes no sense to me, but I'll hang up and listen to your response off here. Thank you.
All right, Josh, we're up against the break. I'll let you respond to that if you can hang on over the break real quick to give a response. We're up against a hard break here. It's Daryl Lease, president of NDFB, sitting in for Scott Hennen. The show is What's on Your Mind. Don't be afraid to call in after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks.
At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Spotlight brought to you by the North Coast Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance. WSI is hosting a webinar titled Claims 101. This training will cover injury reporting and timeliness, what constitutes a work injury, the roles and players in a workers' compensation claim, designated medical provider, and claims management philosophy. This is happening Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Get signed up at WSI's calendar at workforcesafety.com. WSI's partner with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety and Training and Education Program grant to provide safety training classes. More info at workforcesafety.com. It's What's in Your Mind, Darrell Leeson for Scott Hennen.
Hey, it's good to be sitting in the chair today. sitting in for Scott Hennin, who'll be back tomorrow live from Antler, from the Antler Memorial Park for the Bottineau and Renville County Farm Bureau membership drive and meeting, and great steak supper put on by the Antler Outlaws up there. We had a caller that called in with a comment there for Josh right before the break, and so we're going to give Josh a chance to respond to it here right now. So if we can bring Josh back on the line, that would be great. Josh, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
So you want to respond to Bob there?
Sure. Okay, so obviously it's not going to eliminate cartels, but this is the way you have to see it. So when we start selling it in stores and we control it, the cartels, for them to be in the marijuana business, they're going to have to undercut the state in every avenue. When you start eliminating that particular market, it's not going to be feasible for them to continue to do business in that. They're still going to be around for other drugs. One of the reasons why we need to legalize this and to start taking the power away from the cartels is think of it like a kid, all right? It's easier for a kid to buy marijuana than it is for him to buy a pack of cigarettes or to buy booze. I mean, would you agree with that? Another thing would be, I mean, you have regulations. So, I mean, a kid can't just walk into a store and buy beer. A kid can't just go and buy a pack of cigarettes. But now when a kid goes to a drug dealer, you don't know what that drug dealer is going to sell. I mean, he could go there for pot. It could be laced with something. The drug dealer might turn him into some harder drugs. You know, there's a lot of power struggle between it. And as long as we control it, we could have the advantage over the illegal markets.
All right. Well, thanks for the response, Josh. Thanks for coming on today and sharing with us. So at 1 o'clock, you'll be turning those signatures in, and we'll see, within 35 days, we'll hear if they've been validated and it gets on the ballot. So have a great day, Josh, and thanks for coming on with us today.
Yep.
So we have another caller on the line here. We have Jan on the road. Jan, what's on your mind?
Regarding an abstract, and that I think that Farm Bureau should become involved with. I'm in from the western part of the state, and I needed to have my abstract updated because I wanted to put a mortgage on my land. And I had purchased that quarter. There was absolutely, I have done nothing with it for 20 years. So I should have had one entry that was put on it, and it was basically to show that my loan had been paid off and everything. When I got that abstract and brought it to the company to do the update, I found out that there was more than 100 entries by oil companies for leasing, things like that, which they don't pay for. So that when I sell this land, when I have to update my abstract, not only am I going to have to pay for my two entries, I will have to pay for their 100 entries. And I do not think that it is fair for any oil companies to be putting things on my abstract until they're paying for them.
Hey, Jan, would you be willing to call into our Bismarck office and talk with our public policy director, Pete, and fill him in on what that issue is so we have some knowledge of it?
I wouldn't have any problem with that. The only problem right now is that I'm on the road and I can't. I'm talking over my speaker.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do it whenever you get a chance. Go ahead and call our Bismarck office. If you go on the internet, go to ndfb.org. Our phone numbers are there. Call the Bismarck office and have a discussion with our public policy director, Pete, and so that we're aware of what the ins and outs are there of your situation. Sounds like an interesting one that we should check into.
Okay, you know, this just came about because, like I said, I was going to mortgage a quarter of land to buy another quarter.
Right.
And found out from my abstract company that all these oil companies had put on these entries. And when you update your abstract, your cost is per entry.
Per entry, yes, yes.
And so I right now I have over 100 entries that are not put on my abstract.
Right.
Because I was unwilling to pay for them.
Okay. Well, call into our office. Call into our office, Jan. I got one more person I need to get on the phone here quick before we leave. And explain that to him. We have, is it Dean on the road?
Sir. Yes. Yes.
Quickly, Dean. We're running short on time.
I was just going to say to that last guy that you had on about legalizing marijuana. Look at some of the other states that have done it and the trouble that it's causing.
Yeah, there's issues that come with that, Dean, no doubt about it. And there's a lot of he said, she said, and everyone picks the news story that fits their billing on it.
Right.
And so there are issues out there with it. It's been a pleasure sitting in for Scott Hennen. I was able to be here with the Todd Mitchell. Tune in tomorrow, 9 to 11. I'll be back.
Being with me is the big thing.
There's Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? And we were made of water. We're meant to be in it. And a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%. And Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.